Welcome to episode 11 of the Gobby Cow podcast.
Yay!
It's Wednesday.
It is.
Happy days.
Episode 11.
Oh, it's gone so quick, hasn't it?
We say that every week.
But every week. I think it's amazing because we've actually stuck to this.
We have.
So every single week we've got a new podcast.
Yeah.
But it's like a therapy session, so.
And it keeps us on track as well, doesn't it?
It does.
We like doing it.
It does.
Yeah.
What we're talking about today then, Loz?
All sorts.
We are actually. I've got a bit of a mix and match, a bit of a pick and mix.
I was literally about to say pick and mix, but that's because we're both craving sugar.
Yes, we are.
We'll tell you that in a minute.
We'll tell you about that in a minute. So, yeah, we've got a few things to cover today. First of all, a couple of lessons that we've learned over the last week.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be talking about another little direction which we are going to be going in,
yes.
Which we've kind of fell upon once again.
Yeah.
So
that'll be interesting to talk about. Stay tuned. Ayo, we're back.
Hello.
I just pressed record and Karen wasn't ready then.
I wasn't ready. Now I was feeling with my split ends.
How are you feeling this week?
Bloated, hormonal.
Oh, same. We synced up again.
Yeah, I know. This is like really bad.
I am periody, crampy, hormonal. I look like Krusty the Clown.
But one thing we're not is hungry.
No, we're not. We've just demolished a lovely 6-incher.
We are. One each, aren't we, lucky girls?
Subway.
It was so amazing.
We had to go out and do an errand, didn't we? And then on the way back, we were like really hungry, bloated, crampy, just craving something disgusting. And we were like, should we have a kebab? I was like, no kebab shops open in the middle of the day on a Wednesday. So we ended up at Subway. And now we feel very happy for
we
and
do.
Disgusted with ourselves.
Absolutely. We need to have a word with ourselves.
We do.
I need to do a 4-hour workout later.
We both look really. A state today.
I can't be. Well, to be honest, today I always moan at Law for wearing her leggings, but what have I got on today, Law?
You've got leggings on and I'm all dressed up in my nice little trousers.
I know.
But mine
are
elasticated, comfy ones, but they look smart, so I like them. But you look fine.
Thank you. I feel dead comfy.
You look very namaste.
Chilled. Yeah, I feel dead chilled. I feel like a baseball mum today.
Well, you've got the baseball, Gobby Cow baseball top.
I have, yeah. Oh, giving a few secrets.
Yeah.
Right, so today we're going to be... Well, we've had a bit of a revelation this week, haven't we?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Our week's been a bit rollercoaster.
Oh, well, Monday, I rocked up here, because we're in North Nottingham today, at the Gobby Cow HQ, and I rocked up on Monday in a real foul mood, just kind of... Where do we go? What are we doing?
Very down, actually.
I had some
you.
Self-doubt.
Very
yeah, I just had a bit of a self-doubting moment where I was like, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know where we're going. Do we look a bit silly? Blah, blah, blah. Just really giving myself a hard time. And when I'm doing it, I can't tell at the time. And then I look back and I'm like, I'm too hard on myself.
Yeah, and you were being hard on yourself. I think we both were at a stage where... I think even business-wise as well, it was like, what are we doing? And we're just floating, like, what direction we're going in? What, you know,
but I think,
what next?
I think loads of businesses, startups, even long-established businesses right now are all feeling a bit like this.
I think it's because as well, I mean, with the COVID-19, we don't quite know where the world's going right now.
Well, no, because everything keeps chopping and changing.
Yeah,
and...
so obviously we've had the news this morning that there's a ban on... gatherings over 6 people.
Yeah.
So that's going to change the dynamic again, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's good because if we can not only start a business now in this time, but keep it going and build on it, then once everything gets back to a bit more of a normal kind of cycle, we can actually sit back and say, we came through the worst of it. We built a business in the worst time you could possibly think of.
I think sometimes businesses... when they're established, do have to learn to become adaptable.
Yeah.
Whereas we started out having to be adaptable and flexible.
Yeah.
So that's going to be to our advantage.
Yeah.
Because we have to make snap decisions.
Yeah.
But we can't do that now. We need to do it. So how are we going to get around that? Let's do it this way.
Yeah. Well, it's like you asked me last week, didn't you, in my interview, where do you see yourself in, what was it, 5 years'
yeah.
time? And I was like, I don't know, because the situation could change at any given point, and that's... We've been reminded of that this week, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, we were both on a right Debbie Downer on Monday.
We were.
But it turned out to be an absolutely fantastic day.
It was better than we ever imagined, really. We got loads done.
Yeah.
We got loads of content done. And they turned out a lot better than what we thought they would be.
Yeah.
We had ideas flowing.
Because how did it start? We both felt really down, and then I came into the living room with you, sat down, and we normally have, every Monday, we always work, don't we? And we normally have 10 minutes or 15 minutes of a decompress, where we both just catch up on personal things or whatever, and just get that out. So
about
that
the weekend, any ideas we've had, we kind of sit down, but mostly it's personal stuff, isn't it? How are we feeling? You know, what have we got on this week? Do we need to flex and change when we get together? Do we need to do anything a bit more remotely?
Yeah.
And actually, we sat down and we got into a bit of a slump, didn't we?
Yeah, because we discussed personal stuff and then it went on to work.
Work,
and then
yeah.
we just found that we were sat and we were kind of treating the business as a bit of a gossip, and we were not getting anywhere. We were going around in circles.
So we said, didn't we? We said, I think you kind of said, right, come on, let's get off our arses and do something now.
Yeah, I just said, I don't feel, this is not making me feel any better. We're not getting anywhere with it. And you were just nodding like, yeah, I feel exactly the same.
So it was counterproductive.
I said, come on, let's actually get something done. And then maybe we might think of solutions while we're active. And my God, did that work.
Yeah. See, I'm one of those people, listeners, where I get some of my best ideas sat having a wee.
Having a wee?
Having a wee. If I'm in the toilet having a wee, I don't sit there on my phone. My little brain, my little noggin's going.
Your little noggin.
My little noggin's done. And I often, I don't know if you realise, but sometimes I have voice messaged you and I have been sat on my throne.
Yes, I've noticed. Mine isn't when I'm sat for a wee, because, I mean, I've got a 6-year-old, so I never get to wee in peace anyway. I find my best ideas happen when I'm in the shower. And actually...
Oh, you're a shower girl,
a few weeks
you?
Ago, I was in the shower and I thought, oh, I really need to invent a shower notebook that just sticks on the wall so that when I come up with these ideas for a shower whiteboard, I could just write them down.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing. I think when you're not purposely putting your all of your brain power into thinking something up on the spot, because I'm not very good at that anyway...
Yeah.
It's when you're doing the most mundane things, and your brain's whirring, but you're kind of in silence, so you've got the radio on, but they spring to mind.
Well, I wouldn't say it has to be mundane, because the stuff we were doing on Monday wasn't mundane by any means. We were having a photo shoot.
Oh, sorry, I was
talking
about sitting on the toilet.
Oh, I know, yeah. But
I know, it's not the most exciting part of my life, I've got to say. Do you know what I mean?
It's moving on. But... We were doing a photo shoot, weren't we? And you, bless you, you were the trooper and you were like getting changed and doing all the modelling.
Oh, I actually thought that after. I must have done about 30 outfit changes.
You did. And I was the camera woman. So I was a photographer.
You were. You did a fantastic job.
I took some bloody good shots.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed
with
myself.
You know your shit.
I do. So I took some really good shots and we've got the light boxes up all set up, ready to go. And when I'm in that creative mood and I'm in that creative space, that's when I get my ideas.
Yeah.
And that's when
we were
in the middle of doing stuff, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were like, oh, let's do this, let's have a sale.
Yeah.
We just decided to have a little bit of a sale, didn't we?
Well, I think that stemmed from the fact that we were thinking about where we're going next.
Mm.
And of course we're coming up to the sorry to swear on the podcast, but that C word, Christmas.
I immediately thought of you
were shot there.
I'm in a filthy mood today. I thought of the other dirty C
word.
Did you? It's like, Cash, you can't say that.
No, it's a reward. No, I don't know if anyone else, but I'm not prepared for it yet.
No.
But so we said, right, we need to clear space.
We need to make some room, because we've not got a big fancy warehouse. It is literally working from home, from two homes, and we needed the space.
Yeah. The name of the game is to get rid of your stock.
Yeah.
And bloody hell, we are.
Yes.
Obviously, we launched the Loud collection, so we had to restock.
Yes.
But that's been flying out as well.
Yeah.
So I think getting rid of the white t-shirts.
The Gobby Cow Classic range.
Which is the boyfriend fit.
Yes.
And also the dairy-free and
free range fabulous
designs. So we have reduced the price on them on our website. So go
40%
check it out.
Off at the 40% moment.
40% off.
But... we're doing really well with those. They're flying out.
I can't believe it. This is why our week has perked up. Just from tweaking a few things, coming up with a few ideas.
Yeah.
As we were sort of doing the creative stuff on Monday.
Yeah.
We've actually turned a massive corner and we've realised where we are now.
And we've even now decided what the next products are going to be.
Yeah.
We're not going to say, because obviously, but we're really excited about that. So new products that we're going to be releasing.
Yeah.
Other products that we're going to be designing.
Yeah.
And then more importantly, the other side of the business that we are going to be launching. And it's something that, if you know us and you know Gobby Cow from day dot, it's something that we've always said we wanted to do.
Yes.
But because of Corona, we didn't think we'd be able to, because originally we were going to be, as part of the ethical, sustainable kind of side of it, we were going to sell, like, second-hand sourced items, upcycled items, to keep in track with the whole kind of
and actually that's
earth-friendly
that's
side.
A big passion of mine.
Yeah,
I love a bit of vintage shopping. I love a bit of second-hand shopping.
Bit of a rummage.
Always have done, but I've always like slightly tweaked things and customised them as well.
Yeah.
So I've obviously got my swanky sewing machine.
Yeah,
lying
and you're
somewhere,
really
so
good
I can't
at stuff
wait
like that
to get it out.
So yeah, we actually thought, sod it, let's find some bits. We're not going to go out specifically hunting for things, but if we find something on the way,
yeah,
let's pick it up, see what we can do to it.
And we have.
We've got some really exciting pieces. I say pieces, we've curated a collection.
I know. Actually, saying that, you know, we wanted to be, so it's like one-offs, but they fit around our own clothes.
Yes.
So it fits into the whole Gobby theme. But it is going to be, they're just going to be one-off pieces. So it's kind of a wait and see, keep your eyes peeled on the website.
Yeah, they're going
because
to be
things
on
will
the
come
website.
And go. And when it's sold, it has sold.
Yeah.
But curate is a good word. I like that.
Yes. Curate a collection. And are we allowed to say what the part of the website's going
to
be called?
To you, shall
I
we?
Think so, yeah. It's going to be Cattle Market.
Cattle Market.
And that's going to be a separate tab on the website, isn't it?
It is.
So we're really, really excited about it because it's a bit like going to TK Maxx. You know when you see like this one off and you're like,
yeah,
ooh, and you feel like you're the only one that's got it. But you know secretly they've got about eight more in the back.
Yeah.
We're not like that. When we put it online, it's literally
going to
be a one-off. Unless we find two of the same thing, which is going to be highly unlikely.
You never know. It depends
where
we're looking. We've got a few different ideas of where we want to go
and
have a look for these things. But, oh, hang on.
No, I'm not going to say what brand they are, but I'm just so excited that we've sourced a pair of shoes and they're proper retro. Anyone that's between the ages of 30 and...
I'm not being funny.
40 would like, oh my God.
You know, if we could have held hands and skipped round this shop this morning,
yeah,
we would have done it because we were like, oh!
We were so excited.
But, like, you know, when you're trying to like keep it bottled up, like so no one knows, like, because we didn't want anyone else to like come and see what we're doing.
Yeah, the snaffling.
So we've been like, oh!
So we grabbed them and ran, didn't we?
Yeah,
paid for them and ran.
Oh, yeah, obviously paid for them. Sorry, they're not stolen items.
No,
just
no. But it's nice because we've donated to charity, haven't we? We've paid for them, donated to charity, and then we're going to jazz them up a little bit. And yeah, really, really excited.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled for that because that's going to be mega.
So that was a massive part of our development this week.
Yes.
Which I'm really, really happy about. And then what else have we learnt this week, or what else have we got?
I don't know.
Looking at
I am book. Looking at you like, what?
So, I've got to ask this question because you're sitting there with a bit of a wincing face on.
Oh, God.
You're
what?
Back.
Oh.
Give us a Kaz back update.
Oh, right, let me stand up.
Crick, crack, 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 crack.
So, I've literally just stood up now.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been really suffering with my back. Now, this stemmed from my birthday because I went out in a pair of heels. Stiletto heels.
Oh, God, is it from that?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
Clearly... because we've not worn them for so long, I haven't worn heels for so long, my body just couldn't cope with them. So it put my back into complete spasm for about 3 days. It got better because I've been doing lots of exercise, lots of Pilates, lots of stretching. And then yesterday I went to the chiropractor. Hello, Katie from Symmetry. I was speaking to her about Gobby's Cow yesterday. She always asks.
Yeah.
And she said she's going to have a listen. So I said, well, have a little listen because I'll give you a shout out. So hi, Katie.
Hi.
But she gave me a proper, like, good clicking.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
And one side, because she like almost like puts me on my side and then almost like jumps on me.
Mm-hmm.
But it gave a pop a click.
Yeah.
So I feel delicate today.
And that's literally from wearing heels, which is something I always thought was a real passion of yours. And it was, whenever I think of Kaz, I always think of like
think
all the heels
does.
That you've got.
Well, you used to hear me coming, didn't you, really?
Well, how many pairs of heels do you own?
Oh, shit, Laura. I don't.
And in the next breath, how many pairs of heels do you own that you are now going to sell?
All of the ones that are stiletto. Some of them actually may end up on the site.
I was going to say, Kaz's...
I've got some brand new ones.
Kaz's selection of shoes are... something to be in awe of. I would say Carrie Bradshaw would nab a couple of pairs if she could.
Just to paint you a picture, I've literally bought bookshelves, like big bookshelves, and I've got three of them. And they each they are filled with shoes, but I mean nice shoes.
So we're gonna put
all colour.
I think we're gonna put the nice ones on the website actually.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get in with some girls.
So you want to keep your eyes peeled for those.
But
you're not selling the pink fluffy ones, are you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Because I made you buy those.
No, I'm not selling them. What about that's a Block Hill, darling.
What about the lilac purple ones?
Maybe.
Oh, do you remember when you bought those?
Yeah.
They were gorgeous.
I might keep. I'll have to see how high the heel is, but yeah. I remember them being very high from work. But I think that's one of the things that I kind of don't miss about working in an office.
Yeah, because also, I think that was, I don't know if we said it right at the start of the podcast, but sitting there on my bum all day, I think that's part of the reason I felt so down, because I just don't get any creative ideas. I don't feel, I can't think of any other word, I don't feel stimulated mentally.
Don't feel stimulated. Sorry, I've got to go. Stimulate me enough.
No, I just feel really lethargic, and I'm better walking around on the move constantly doing fun things. Not necessarily fun things all the time, but just being up on my feet walking around.
I think it's about changing your environment, because yeah. obviously we work on different locations yeah. when we're working.
Yeah.
So obviously you come to mine, I come to yours, we go out on occasion.
Yeah, I love coming to yours in the morning. You know, if I'm having a bit of a sluggish day, and you say, do you want to work at yours or mine? I'll always say, I'll come to you. Because that 15
minutes...
Well,
it gets you up and out, doesn't it, as well? Yeah. And you have a drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, that 15 minutes in the car to yours feels like I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
And I listen to my music. And now the other one's at school. You know, it's just that nice kind of breakaway. And I feel like I'm at a workplace and...
And the same focused. When I come to yours, actually.
Yeah.
I feel it's like I've got that get up and go. I need to be somewhere at a time.
That's something to discuss. My new office.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Well, we're both having a bit of a refit, aren't we?
We are, because you're in the middle of moving in here permanently, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes.
So your office at the moment, we can't even get in. So
no,
we've been working in the
kitchen
today.
It's full of half of a settee and cushions.
And then my office has been redecorated over
it
the
has.
Weekend. Thanks to the other half. Thank you very much.
So yours is going to be more of the creative pad, isn't it?
It's quite a big space, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's more of a... I was going to say, not, what's the word? Not workshop. Studio.
Yeah, it's more of a studio
space.
And I think as well, we'll be taking a lot of photos in there, because there's room.
And there's light.
Yeah.
Really good light there.
Yes, and I've got a feature wall now.
You have.
A lovely little pink wall and my dressing table. I'm so excited about that. So talking about sourcing things, when we moved into our new house, we opened up the garage and there was this battered set of drawers. Really battered.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like something out of Jumanji. It was
yeah.
like dark wood, humongous set of drawers, and they looked really old, and immediately I went, ooh, and the other half was like, they're going in the bin. I was like, no, they're not.
That's it, yeah.
It's such a man
yes,
thing, they're going
is,
in the bin.
Yeah.
I was like, no, please keep them, please keep
Can't
them.
Can't be arsed.
So
them.
He's not touched them,
yeah.
he's not touched the drawers in over a year.
Oh, Laura,
I know.
How you about
they're
that?
They're all dusty and there's moths in them.
Hence the therapy, listen.
I know. So then I eventually said, when we were painting the office, I said, please can I have these drawers in my new office, and bless him, he dragged them from the garage to the office. And it's my job now. I've got to sand them down, and I've got a lovely...
Oh, I'm going to come over and help you with that.
I've picked out like a turquoise blue to
nice.
Paint them.
Nice.
And then I think I'm going to do a couple of the drawers in like a black... what's the word? Frisian cow print. Frisian dairy cow print on some of them.
Oh,
just to make them pop. And I just think
that
against the baby pink wall...
It's going
to
be lush.
It's going to be lush. And it's just going to give me that bit of creative kind of happiness. You know, when you're feeling a bit...
Yeah, I think
you're
that's what
lulling
you need.
A bit.
I think we've both put a lot of thought into our working environments
yeah.
because we need to be. It needs to be practical, but it needs to be stimulating.
We're both
right
very stimulated visually, aren't we?
No, I'm a very all the courses I've been on and identifying like how I work best.
Yeah.
I am a very visual person.
I
so
am.
You can give me a list of stuff to do.
Yeah.
But if I want to remember it, I have to write it down.
I
so
have
I
to
can colour see
code
myself
things.
Write it down. Colour code
at work.
Filing.
People always laughed at me because they have their boring spreadsheets and then I'm there with like all these different coloured tabs
no.
and colour codes
no.
and. Yeah, that's how I see things. I'm not a numbers person. I'm not.
No.
I can't concentrate. If something's black and white, I'm not.
I know. We completely switch off. So
yeah.
we need to make sure we're switched on all the time. And that's why we are planning our workspaces.
Yeah.
Down to the T, aren't we?
We are. So it's been a bit of a mishmash, this podcast.
It has. It's been a massive mishmash. But I've still enjoyed it. It's been
lovely.
Yeah.
And I think it's good sometimes to kind of check in. And we don't necessarily have a theme. It's more of a... Look, we've had a bit of a week, we've struggled, because to be honest with you, I've spoken to a lot of people this week and they've all said, we're just getting really down with everything because
yeah.
there's no progression and nothing seems to be moving forward. We're all kind of just stuck in this.
Well, it's like two, it's like walking through treacle.
We've said that a couple of times this week. It's like trying to run through treacle with some of the things that are coming out of this bloody government's mouth. They don't know where they're coming or going. Nobody knows what they're doing. All these poor teachers that have gone back to school.
Yeah, and they're having what's going to happen to them? Like,
control these kids and sort everything out. I mean, my little boy, he's loving being back at school, but it must be absolute chaos.
Yeah. I think it's quite alien as well. I think it's just turned it on its head.
They've settled in really well, so it's going really good. But it's just, the general tone is that people are just feeling a bit down. So we're just here to say, so are we, a little bit.
Yeah.
But we've managed to claw ourselves out of it.
Yeah. But we like to be honest, so we're very honest. This is like, I mean, we do literally sit on the sofa and have a chat.
We are sat
It's just
that
you
right
guys
now.
Are there with us.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, because we've had a lot of people saying they enjoy the podcast.
Yes.
They enjoy tuning in every week, sat with a cuppa. And sometimes, especially during Corona, we've only ever done this during Corona, you can feel very isolated. So we're just reaching out to say, have a cup of tea with us, have a cup of coffee. And if you're feeling a bit shit, don't worry, because you're not the only one.
We're here
with you, trust us. We are here doing the same things you're doing. We feel like dickheads sometimes when we're like, we don't know where we're coming or going.
No.
But we've managed to pull ourselves out of it this week. So we just want to share that with you guys.
Yeah. And don't forget, please send us any requests, any shout outs, any topics.
Yeah.
Anything that gets on your tits that you want us to talk about.
And obviously, thank you to everybody that's made an order.
Oh, thank you. Oh, honestly, like, after we've done this, we need to go and like pack and get out posting.
Yeah.
Because we've got so many orders to fulfill. Yeah, but that's brilliant. So thank you all of you for your support.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're absolutely, we're kind of in the middle of a down week, but we're absolutely buzzing.
We couldn't do this business without you guys at the end of the day. You are who we are doing it for. And like we say, we couldn't do it without you. So honestly, we're so chuffed and we're so happy. So we're just coming online to say thank you very much.
Thank you. And if you do receive one of, if you have ordered something, please, please, please send us some pics.
Yeah, we'd love to see
We love selfies. Doing the customer grids.
Yeah.
And we just want to see you guys looking empowered and confident and gobby. Yeah.
So I think that's about it, isn't it? We're going to say bye and we'll catch you next week for episode 12.
I know.
Ooh.
Episode 12. Keep listening.
Bye. Well, it turns out we were so chuffed with ourselves, we forgot to do the links.
We were like, yeah,
done that.
She pressed the button, I was like, mate, we had to this is how we are this week.
Oh,
we're not trying to run away from you, honestly.
We're a hot mess this week.
Okay, we are.
So,
few things to tell you. I can't remember, my brain's gone.
God! Have you got more to say?
Please follow us on Facebook at Laura.
Gobby Cow Clothing.
Instagram.
At Gobby Cow Official.
Website.
www.gobbycow.com, and that's where you'll find all our sale items at 40% off.
I'll just plug that. Podcast.
You can find us on all main podcast places.
Please check us out on your usual podcast supplier.
Anyway.
Photo of someone as well, and put it on my phone, and I'll put my phone in.
She's literally fallen back on
I'm
the sofa.
A meltdown.
She looks like Where's All Good Bitch.
Oh, anyway,
at Gobby Cow Official is our podcast handle.
Yeah, please follow us. Like we say, if you want any shout outs, any subjects you want us to talk about, anything you want us to shut the hell up about.
But you're not going to get that this week.
No, you're not going to get that this week. But we will see you next week. We won't be on a period. Lucky for you.
TMI.